May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is a word, or at least a seed to a word that I might share Sunday. So for CTKers, you may hear this more than once, or at least a larger version. These are some sort of foundational words for me. I think the more I grow in the Lord, the longer I spend time on this earth in relationship with Christ, the more I'm convinced of His grace, and the more I'm convinced of His faithfulness. I'm so grateful because even when we have a tendency to move in one direction or the other, and not a good direction, if we'll listen at all, God's grace, God's so faithful to keep us on course. I mean, everything about our walk with the Lord is about His faithfulness. Now, we can resist His faithfulness. People will ask me questions like that. You know, Christians can sin. Yes, we can and we do. Now, you have to fight your way through the grace of God to do that. That's the truth. Christians can get afraid. We have to fight our way through the faithfulness of God to live in that. This is from 2 Timothy 2, verse 13. If we believe not, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself. I love that. That even if you have a hard time walking in faith, the New American Standard says, even if you're faithless, He remains faithful. Well, you say, well, then what's the point of me having to believe if He remains faithful? The question I'd ask you, do you believe He's faithful? If you say yes, I say, well, oh, you just believed. That's what faith is. Faith is counting on Him to be faithful. Faith is not about your faith. Faith are like eyes. They don't work unless they're fixed on an object beyond you. You can't know they're working until they're looking at something. The bottom line is He can't stop being who He is. One of my favorite scriptures in all the world, I love the way the King James puts it, but it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, if you've been around me, all these verses I'm sharing, if you've been around me much, then you've heard these a lot, but faithful is He who calls you, who also will do it. That's an amazing scripture. That what has He called you to? Well, let's just talk about today. What's on the list? I mean, what are the plans? What is it you're doing today? Now, of course, the list belongs to Him, so it can always be altered by Him, right? Because it's His story, not yours, right? I mean, it's yours now, but His. It's yours and His are one, but His story is much better than your independent story. Your independent story got you in trouble. And so whatever it is you're going to do today, you can do those things situation by situation, moment by moment, knowing that He's going to be faithful to do it through you, to enable you to do it, to infuse you, to release in you His ability through your temperament, your personality, your skill set, all those things. Faithless He called you, who also will do it. And then what about the Galatians 2:20 verse? I'm crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ who lives in me. That's the perfect description of the new creation, Christ living in you. There's Christ, as we mentioned yesterday, there's also the you, those combinations, that union. I'm crucified with Christ, I no longer live, Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live, okay, whatever that makes up, my life looks like, what does your life look like? The life that I now live, I live by the faith of, or you could even translate that, the faithfulness of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. So I live my life by what He believes He can do. I believe my life counting on His faithfulness. And then this one, there's much more, but we've only got a few hours here at our noon service. This is easy to remember because the verse is easy to remember. Hebrews 11, verse 11. Now you remember when, as they got older, as God was making, you know, Abraham was thick. I mean, God says that from your seed, there's going to be, all the earth can be blessed. Now, his wife's been barren. He got that word when he was 75. She was 65. And nothing's happening. And so he offers Eleazar, his nephew. And the Lord says, no. It's going to come from your body. He says, oh, okay, I get that one. And then after a while, nothing happens. And so Sarah offers Hagar, and Abraham, being the godly man that he was, decided that would be a good idea. Listen to your wife, he's thinking. And so he has Ishmael, and then finally God has to say to him, no. Ishmael, you cannot stand. He said, can't Ishmael stand before you? He said, no. It's not just your body. It's going to come from her body. And she broke out. He fell down in front of God and laughed. And not long after that, the angel of Theophany, Christ, came to them, and that's when Sarah laughed. She was the last one to laugh. And finally, God said, okay, the kid's name's going to be I Laugh. God laughs. Isaac. So when she was 90 years old, just Abraham was 100, they finally entered into faith. And here's what their faith looked like. I mean, they were having faith, maybe Eliezer's, maybe, okay, Ishmael. There's some kind of faith in that. It says, by faith, even Sarah. I love the scripture says that. Even Sarah, who was totally barren and who was the last one to laugh at God. Aren't you glad that there's even Sarah? I mean, by faith, even Chuck, even Nancy, even Bob, even all of them. By faith, even Sarah received ability to conceive. Now, she received ability. She didn't have it. She received it. Now, the word could also be, it's lambano. It means to take. By faith, even Sarah took or received the ability to conceive even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful. I mean, after all those years, 25 years of trying to make it happen, trying to do God's will, fleshing it out, sweating it out, trying to make it happen for God. Somebody's initials, I read this the other day, the DIY principle, do it yourself principle for God. But eventually what they heard was, God said, I'm faithful. Get your eyes off all the other stuff. The only issue that matters here is, am I faithful? And because she considered him faithful, that was faith. It says, by faith, she received the ability to conceive even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful. That's what her faith looked like. She considered him faithful. So the rest of this day, this whole thing that we've been talking about, this bigger picture, this bigger understanding, this bigger seeing of this large place of ours in Christ. You go, oh, Chucky, how do I step into that? How do I take a bigger slice of that? How do I take a bigger bite of that? By stepping in, believing he's going to be faithful and walk it out one moment at a time. But committing yourself to risking it all, to put all your eggs in that one basket. I'm going to live by the faithfulness of Christ my entire life in every situation. Every time I open up a piece of mail, every conversation, every time things didn't seem to be working out like I thought they were going to, in every disaster, in every heartbreak, the one who lives in me is going to be faithful, is faithful. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.